The ethnic slaughter in so many parts of the world, Kenya, Myanmar, Rwanda, Sudan, the former Yugoslavia, the troubles in Ireland, Ukraine, the bloodshed at the separation of Pakistan and India, make the uniqueness of American anti-discrimination rules stand out both for their moral high ground and for their protection of human life. They provided a way to live together in peace, even if getting there has been difficult. They provided a beacon, a light to the world on living together. Conceived in part as a city on a hill, America was to light the world with our example. Indeed, it has. That strong belief in the equality of mankind and the welcome to people from all across the globe has always been attractive. The Enlightenment in Europe was largely about the idea of equality and learning to live with people despite differences in religion and diverse origins. America was founded on that Enlightenment ideal, and while never quite satisfying its own ideals, to an appreciable extent lived it. In the colonies, after the Revolution, and until modern times, the U.S. has welcomed immigrants. Protestants, Catholics, Jews, Muslims, and other faiths were here from the founding and helped build this country. It's an experiment both in peacefulness and in the biblical injunction to love thy neighbor, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. It's been a religious enterprise, a nation-building enterprise, and an enterprise in foreign affairs for which this nation has been justly celebrated. Until now. Would Ireland, India, and so many other places have escaped their rivers of blood had their colonial rulers sought to bring people together in fairness and ruled from the moral high ground rather than striving to divide that they might conquer? To imagine is to wish for them the brilliance of the American solution. America has brought peoples together for centuries. Public schools were conceived to bring together rich and poor, and they were soon called to bring together boys and girls. The military and large businesses made it their mission to bring people together across ethnic, religious, and language boundaries that they might have unified armies and a unified workforce. Businesses created Americanization programs from which immigrants emerged proud Americans. Teddy Roosevelt told America that nothing brings men together like the military tent. Even racial prejudices have been receding in the face of integration. This nation has been celebrating African Americans in music and the arts from the beginning of the 20th century, if not before. In sports, especially since Jackie Robinson joined the Dodger lineup in 1947, and in many other areas since, as having colleagues, bosses, employees, neighbors, friends, and even spouses from different communities of race, religion, and ethnic identity has become much more common. This march toward realizing the promise of equality has been going on for 250 years. Much of America has been shaped by that march, by its progress, by its moral growth. Nothing has been more American than reaching out in private groups and NGOs that have provided services abroad, and in government groups like the Peace Corps, USAID, Volunteers in Service to America, programs to acculturate immigrants here, provide the tools to leave poverty behind and bring people from all cultures together in our schools and businesses. Nothing has been so attractive to the world as the fact that people everywhere could see themselves in us. It's a great heritage, a bulwark against all the beasts of the world. We must not forsake it.